Lesson 1. The Magic Faith of Intuition. Prayer is telephoning to God, and intuition is God telephoning to you. True prayer means preparation. Having made your demands on the universal supply for any good thing, act immediately, as if you expected to receive it. Show active faith, thereby impressing the subconscious mind with expectancy. There was a lady who knew the law of preparation and purchased expensive magazines to give herself the feeling of opulence. Intuition told her to buy the magazines. One way to cultivate intuition is to say before sleeping, "In the morning, I'll know just what to do." Ideas will flash before you begin to reason. Prayer is telephoning to God, and intuition is God telephoning to you. Intuition comes from your superconscious mind. It is God within. The subconscious is simply power without direction. What you feel deeply or say with feeling is impressed upon the subconscious and carried out in the minutest detail. It is your soul and must be restored. Impress the subconscious with the perfect ideas of the superconscious mind instead of the doubts and fears of the conscious mind. Do this by repeating an affirmation. Stand still and see the power within me. Through following intuition, you often go for one thing and get another. From the superconscious, the realm of intuition, what you should know will be revealed to you. Become very quiet and make affirmations. You have no need for resentment, resistance, fear, worry, all forms of fighting, etc. The situation you resent will be wiped out. Stand still. Keep your poise, and the power within will fight your battle. Anger and resentment blur vision and often affect eyesight, as well as prevent you from following your intuitive leads. For example, you met a friend on the street, and you said gaily, "Aren't we having wonderful weather?" She replied, "Yes, but you are looking rather tired." Then you answered with feeling, making your first false move, "Oh no, I've never felt more rested in my life." Then she replied, "Well, perhaps you look badly because you have such an unbecoming hat." Filled with resentment, you hurried home to look into the mirror to see what was wrong with the hat. You had a pain in the back of your neck, for your attitude of mind has caused congestion there. From this comes the slang expression, "You give me a pain in the neck." You are now ready to contract a cold or something worse. Call on the law of forgiveness at once. Send love and goodwill to your friend and say, "Oh power above, give me another chance. This time I won't argue. I'll be non-resistant, loving, and kind." Now you have neutralized the congestion and the ensuing ills. The next time you meet your friend, you are filled with goodwill, and you really do not care whether she likes your hat or not. You say, "What a lovely day." And she will reply, "How well you look. Where did you get that cute hat?" There is no emotional response to a situation. You have finished with it. Otherwise, you have the same experience over and over again. Poise is the pearl of great price. The game of life is a game of boomerangs. Whatever you send out comes back. Jesus said to do unto others as you would be done by them. You cannot hurt anyone without hurting yourself. All of us are linked by a mysterious magnetic force. What you send out in word or thought against another reacts on yourself. If a person is purely on the mental plane, his comeback or karma takes longer. If you are developed spiritually, it returns very quickly. The more you know, the more you are responsible for. So learn your lessons and be thorough with the long road of experience. Send goodwill to your seeming enemy, and you surround yourself with a great aura of protection. Your enemies are only those of your own household, your subconscious beliefs. If you hate and resent a situation, you have fastened it to yourself, for you attract what you fear or dislike. When someone has been unjust to you, you are filled with wrath and resentment. You cannot forgive that person. Time rolls by, and another person does the same thing. It is because you have a picture of injustice engraved in your subconscious. History will repeat itself until you think you are cursed with misfortune and injustice. There is only one way to neutralize it. Be absolutely undisturbed by the injustice and send goodwill to all concerned. Affirm. My goodwill is a strong tower around me.